I had always wanted to be a police officer. Ever since I was a child, you would play cops and robbers. I had a Schwinn bicycle. I used to be the police officer all the time. When you first start, it's like you don't need a vacation, right? It's the greatest job in the world. You get to drive a cool car. You get to carry a gun. You get to, you know, you get to arrest bad guys. I remember having to respond to somebody throwing a rock through somebody's vestibule at their house. And this lady was upset. I just remembered at the time, I was so annoyed because I was thinking, I could be out doing real cop stuff, you know. I could be doing all the things that I want to do. And it hit me later, because I wasn't particularly nice to her, but she was a victim. And I never saw that. Like, and then all of a sudden it clicked. I'm like, oh my God, like that was somebody's mom. And it was a really big moment for me. I actually like that part of being a police officer. I like how it changes how I perceive people. So when the whole pandemic kicked off, there was a lot of unknown. I just saw a lot of kind of, I guess, desolation. There was just nothing going on. It felt weird because here we are doing the same thing. I'm doing the same thing. I haven't changed anything of what I'm doing. And yet the world around me has completely changed everything that they're doing. It was very quiet, and then all of a sudden it was not quiet.
Hands up, don't shoot! Hands up, don't shoot! Hands up, don't shoot!
It's a bizarre feeling to feel like you're appreciated, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, does everybody hate me? I always thought I was doing the job to the best of my ability. And then all of a sudden there's people talking about kind of defunding us, you know? Now, my community did not do that. It still doesn't make you feel good. If we want to talk about George Floyd, it's tragic. Anytime somebody loses a life, it's tragic. There's no doubt about it. But with that, I think I would be a horrible cop if I just pretexted and just looked at something from one angle and said, this was done right, or this was done wrong. It's not up to me to decide that. Thank God we have a judicial system that I think works. So I guess I'm one of those guys is like, you know what, if they find him guilty of whatever, okay, good. You know, if they find him innocent, then there's going to be a lot of angry people. And I guess I look at it like, what were the facts of the case when it all came down? How did they make the decisions that they made? And then go from there. It's been a crazy year. Here we are. We have people that are looking for justice. We have people that are afraid of a sickness. You know, as far as policing, I just think there's a disconnect, you know, because of a lack of communication, because we aren't talking one-on-one. And with that, when that disconnect happens, anger happens, fear happens, riots happen, injustice, or what people perceive as injustice. We just got to quit blaming each other and just start communicating. Take care of each other.